Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to this special all-adult Sunday school hour here at Second Presbyterian Church. I've met several visitors here this morning. We want to extend a warm Second Pres welcome to you. This is a very special weekend in the life of this congregation. It's our annual missions conference. And we've enjoyed on Friday and then again yesterday listening and getting to know some of our missionaries a little closer and hearing how the Lord is using them in extraordinary ways to share their faith, to build up the church, and to expand the kingdom of God. Today we're going to hear from the Reverend Chinavan, who is going to talk to us in particular about his church plant that the Lord is using him to establish in the Northern Virginia area. We're so grateful for Jagar and his bride, Jemima, and their daughter, Sheena. How wonderful it's been to have you with us this weekend. Why don't we just thank them again for being with us. Jagar preached at the early service and will preach again at the 11 o'clock service. I want to remind everyone that we have an evening service and the day will end with Reverend Reed Jones preaching for us at the 6 o'clock hour. Tomorrow, the Young at Heart, which is our seniors ministry monthly event, will meet and Reed will speak to us about how to pray and minister to college students, a topic near and dear to us. Let's open up with prayer. God in heaven, thank you for the great privilege of missions. Lord, it is every Christian's responsibility not only to own their faith, but to share it with others. And Lord, what a rich blessing it is to be a part of gospel endeavor. Lord, not only living and working and serving faithfully in the church, but sharing our faith with our family and our neighbor and our classmate. Lord, we thank you for men like Jagar Chinavan that have so radically been transformed by the Holy Spirit and so clearly and lovingly manifest the mark of their Savior within them. Lord, we pray for Jagar and Jemima and Sheena, and we thank you for them, raising them up to plant and to water this church. And so we pray for them, and we pray for Jagar as he comes to talk to us this morning about the how-tos and the what-ofs of church planting. Bless First Asian Indian Presbyterian Church. Bless the Chinavans. Thank you for bringing them to us this weekend. Bless our time together, we ask now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Reverend Chinavan?
I think we can do one more round of applause.
Thank you, sir. Good morning to you. I'm not sure why I'm very nervous this morning. I'm not sure whether it's because of Pastor Rick Phillips, who was our examiner during the ordination exam at Woodrow Road Church. Even just now, at the pulpit, I was about to fall, but good thing I did the break fall. It is indeed a great delight to be with you during this mission conference. I'd like to present concerning our church plant in Fairfax County, Virginia, and we are, by God's grace and help, trying to plant the First Asian Indian Presbyterian Church. And this is my family, beautiful family. In the middle, we have our daughter, Sheena. She's 17 years old and she's a senior. And on the right, that's my beautiful wife, Jemima. And she had been a great help and companion through this church planting process. And I thank God for that. So, what is our vision concerning this church plant? And this is our vision, to establish a biblical First Asian Presbyterian Church in Fairfax County, Virginia. I use the word biblical because sometimes when I say reformed, people get, what reformed? So I think biblical is much safer. To establish a Bible-based church in Fairfax County, Virginia, that utilizes the ordinary means of grace, word, prayer, sacraments, and fellowship. And you might notice where I've taken this from. It is from Acts chapter 2, verse 42. And it is my vision that this church will be based according to God's word. It will be God-centered, Christ-centered, and not man-centered. And of course, my vision is for this church to subscribe to the Westminster standards and not my standards. So why the urgent need for evangelism among Indians in the U.S.? There are a couple of reasons. First, I want to tell you that India has a population of 1.3 billion people. And mostly they are all Hindus. And you can just imagine if they don't hear the gospel where they are heading towards. They are heading towards destruction. And that's why we need the gospel to be presented to the Hindus. There are about 3 million people in the U.S. That is a significant number. There are about 500,000 people, 500,000 Indians in California. And there are, in terms of 100,000, 200,000 Hindus in the northeast region of U.S. And you know what? The temples are increasing in the U.S. The Hindus are aggressively building temples. There are about 100 temples already. They have the money, but they don't even know what is Hinduism, but yet they are building temples. And lastly, there are many students from India coming to U.S. to study at the colleges and universities. And also, ultimately, they find employment. So, all in all, there are good opportunities to evangelize or do missions to the Indians right in the U.S., whereby we don't have to go to India. Let us start in Jerusalem, in the U.S. Why Fairfax County, Virginia? Why did we choose Virginia? Because folks from Woodruff Road Church asked us, why don't you do ministry among the Indians in South Carolina? Because they have friends in the Michelin and friends in the universities. They saw Indians there. But as we did research, there are only about 10,000 Indians in South Carolina. And we did further research and we found there is a high concentration of Indians, especially in Fairfax County, about 44,000 Indians. Of course, the neighboring Loudoun County also is increasing with Indians, but we thought Fairfax County will be a good strategic location to start ministry among the Indians. And lastly, there are many Asian students at George Mason University. There are many Indian grad students studying at GMU. About 300 Indian students. And we are trying to connect with these students that they would hear the gospel here before they go home. And we already have started ministering to several Indian students. They come to our house and have meals and hear the gospel. In a short while, I'll show that to you. This is a map of Fairfax County. You will have an idea how it looks like. We are actually living in Centerville. And before we moved there, we did not have much information about where are the Indians exactly located. But as we were doing Vacation Bible School, and as my wife and her team was giving out flyers, they noticed a lot of Indians are concentrated in Herndon area. And that's where we do our Bible study. And we are planning to move there by the end of this year. So, in God's providence, we met a guy who was working at the Lowe's. We were looking for light. And when we moved to Centerville, we were looking for lights for our house. So we went to the Lowe's store. And there we met one guy, a Pakistani guy, who had not been going to church for many years and was very interested to know the Bible and the Lord. And he opened his house to have Bible study. And the Lord directed us there. And in his house, we started our Bible study. The number varied. We had a good number, like 17. And you will be surprised that we had people like Spanish-speaking people, Urdu-speaking people, Vietnamese, and all kinds of people. We also had our church members attending this Bible study to give support. There are some people not in the picture. They came. But they came for certain motives, some selfish motives, and they left. So for this Bible study, we also have George Mason student, university students, like he and him. Before we move to Fairfax County, Pastor Robbins told us that when you move there, make sure you have a worship and preach the gospel. Initially, we started the worship in our house, and we had a good number of people in our house. The only problem was that we did not have a parking facility. And therefore, we were looking for a place to worship. And again, in God's providence, a Korean church was willing to offer us a place to worship. It was, the name of this church was Jerusalem Korean Baptist Church. Again, it was God's guiding, because the pastor's daughter was actually going to Woodrow Road Church. And that's how we got to know, because we came for the mission conference and we were sharing our prior request. We are looking for a church to worship. And she said, "Oh, my father's church is there." And that's how we got connected. And now we are worshiping in that place. But the only problem is this. This place is near Fairfax, away from Herndon and Centerville. So now again we are looking for a place right at the heart of Herndon. So please pray for that. And of course, as you can see me wearing the robe, it is from the Woodrow Road Church. So this is the building of the Korean church. It's a very small church building. And it is free. They offered us free. And we thank God for that. Jerusalem Korean Baptist Church. How do we connect with people in Virginia, Fairfax County? We use these various events like Thanksgiving dinner, Christmas dinner, and all these kind of dinners. And we invite people. As you can know, that Jemima is very dynamic. And people will not turn away her invitation. They may turn away my invitation, but not with Jemima. She is so persistent. So you can see in the picture, we always invite the George Mason student, university students, for this dinner. We sometimes invite our neighbors and others. But then, whatever dinners we have, we would pray and there would be exhortation of God's word. They have no choice. They must hear me this time from the word and to hear the gospel. So, slowly we are sowing the seed. And we hope that the Lord will plant and see the harvest. So, recently we had this Thanksgiving dinner, and we also had some people from Herndon, Hindus. This family is a Hindu family. So they joined us together with the George Mason Student University students. Of course, they would have games, and it was making, decorating gingerbread. So, you know, the students are engineering students, not so creative. And as you can see from, you know, they are very straight. She's from India, from Jordan, from Turkey, India, Bangladesh, yes, she's my daughter. Okay, we also use caroling as a means to visit houses, because this is the best time to get into their houses. Because, you know, people don't really invite people into their houses. And we take this opportunity. So we visited this Hindu family. And we usually sing carols. And definitely they would hear the gospel. And they heard it. And we thank God for the George Mason University students too. He is a Hindu. He is not a Christian yet. But he follows us to do this ministry. This is George, the first guy we met in Virginia. And he's the one who has opened his house for Bible study. And he faithfully comes for the worship, he and his mom. And of course, this is Melinda, who is with us, and her husband. This is another Hindu's house. He is Rajesh, and this is his wife, Arsi. And as you can know, we sang, and then we had exhortation of God's word. And after that, he started to ask questions. They have Hindu idols in their house, and I was kind of nervous, you know, as I opened the word. But after the exhortation, he started to ask questions about Christianity. And we said, okay, next time we will meet in the Starbucks and we'll talk more. His father-in-law, that is his wife's father, came to visit them. And he also came to a Bible study. I'll talk about it later in a short while. Okay, we also use children's party, children's Christmas party, to get connected with the people. And this was the first time that we organized in 2017. We have not gotten into the network of Indians yet. But while we were preparing for this Christmas party, we got to know two Indian families who have connections with other Indians through WhatsApp. And Jemima used that opportunity to send out this invitation to them. And we had a good response. We thought we might not have people coming to this party, but we had a good response. And we had people from Spriggs Road Presbyterian Church, which is our mother's church. They helped us in this Christmas party. And this is David Dice. And he was helping us with the messages and so on. And he was also giving out the quizzes. He quizzed the children about Christ's birth. And it was very interesting. Of course, after the quiz and exhortation. They had to build gingerbread house, which was very fun. And you know what? This guy, his name is Ashok. He's a Brahmin. And he studied with my friend in Oklahoma 25 years ago. I've never met him. I went to his house. On that day, he went to his university to do some assignments. So I've heard of his name, but I've never met him before. But in God's providence, there he was present at the Christmas party in Virginia. I don't know. God's way is so interesting. So he's from a high caste Brahmin. And they had a good time, you know, making the gingerbread. Again, this guy is an IT professional, very straight. And yeah. This is another family. They came from Malaysia. But he is a new convert, only 3 years being a believer. And he doesn't know much about the Bible, about Christ. And the thing is that he has contracted cancer, lymphoma. And he was hospitalized. So I had the opportunity to visit him. And whenever Jemima and I visited him, we would always discuss the things of God. And thank God, now he's free from cancer. So he came for the Christmas party. So now the Lord is bringing people slowly. We are getting to know people. This girl comes from a Hindu family, Meena. And she came for the Christmas party because during the Thanksgiving dinner, the father who came for the Thanksgiving dinner heard the testimony of Sheena. And he said, "I want Rahamina to learn the Bible. And she must go to the Bible study." And he's a Hindu. If you visit his house, he has so many idols. But you see, God is changing. I was going to the church, still I was Hindu for several years. I would put the white holy ash after worshipping the idols. I would just wear shorts and t-shirts and attend the Sunday school and worship for several years. But I was hearing the gospel. God planted sowed the seed and later reaped it. So similarly, I believe that is what God is going to do in her life and her family's life. Again, the children's party. Christmas dinner. Again, we always invite unbelievers into our home. We have been ministering to this couple almost 2 years plus. Almost 2 years plus, but we want to be patient. We want to be patient. She is a Hindu, married to a white. She's a Hindu, unbeliever. Yes. So again, we would sing carols and then we would have an exhortation of God's word. And Hindu playing instrument while we were singing carols. He's a Hindu and she's also Hindu. Always we will have good food. Food connects us. And as you know, Jemima is a number one cook in this world. For me, she cooks wonderful food and the students like to come and, you know, taste her food. So the food connects people. And of course, again, after the dinner, we would have some games. Again, they were making gingerbread house. We always have sometimes we have visitors in our house. We house them. They would use our basement. But then we use that opportunity to share the gospel with them. Whenever we have breakfast or dinner, after eating, we would open the word and discuss and we pray. And we thank God for those opportunities. Again, Labor Day, we will not let go Labor Day without doing anything. We had lunch and we would invite unbelievers into our house. Summer, again, is a good time. It's a good time to organize soccer, to connect with young people. And that's what we did during the before the vacation Bible school time. And some of them, they help us to distribute flyers. So we had a good turnout for the soccer game. And this was my team giving out flyers in the housing area in Herndon. And that's where we noticed it was like a little India. We have Vietnamese town, Chinatown, but this is Indian town. So last year we had the opportunity to organize Vacation Bible School in Herndon. And we had a great response. And we always thank the Spriggs Road people, you know, to sponsor us and also to provide manpower and teachers to make this event successful. And we had children from the neighborhood, many Indian children. I think it was like 30 children. Oh, you can see some people from Woodruff Road. So we would like to see you and help us in our Vacation Bible School in this coming summer. This is Justin. Let me speak about him a little bit. Justin is the cousin of Josh. Sorry, not cousin. Nephew. Justin got into a mess, some trouble on the New Year's Eve. And he was imprisoned. He was involved in drugs and one more thing. So he was sentenced for 9 months. And for 9 months, at least once a week, I would visit him at the jail. Sometimes twice, but at least once a week. And I had the privilege as a pastor to meet him through the glass window. And also, I had unlimited time, and I thank God for that. I would sit like 1 hour or 2 hours just reading the scripture to him and discussing things with him. So he had his own Bible on the other side, so we would read together and discuss. So I taught him Reformed doctrines. So I hope he would be a great asset. He has been released a few weeks ago. Again, this is Satish. It is very interesting how we come to know Satish's family. Before Justin was sentenced, they had a brief period of time. Satish and Justin, brief period of time. And Justin spoke about me to Satish and talked about Christ to him. And he got interested that he wanted to also meet me. And that's how we got to know his family, and I had the opportunity to see him once a week and share the gospel. He got into drugs and inhaling. He would come out and go in again. Come out and go in again. It's a very sad situation. Satish comes from a very rich family. Whenever his father gets a new car, the successor is him. He would pass his car to him. He had Lexus, and now the father has a Mercedes to pass to him. But then, he had no opportunity to enjoy. And the father has a big house. But what does it profit a man if he loses his soul? So this is my friend counseling Satish at Salvation Army. But now Satish has been released from the jail and he's going through the rehabilitation program. This is Mr. Murugan. Just now I showed a picture of Aarti and Rajesh. So he is the father of Aarti. He came to visit his daughter in Herndon. And he was sitting at the playground and Sheena was giving out flyers. And she heard him speaking in Tamil. And then she came back to the mother. Hey, is there somebody speaking Tamil? And then Jemima went and spoke to him. And then they started the conversation. And Jemima invited him to the vacation Bible school. And we thought he was just, you know, lying. But he showed up with his bicycle helmet and bicycle. He came and he showed up. And then later, he brought his granddaughter to the vacation Bible school. Later, he joined us for the Bible study. He is a Hindu who taught biology in a Christian school in India, in Tamil Nadu, but never really heard the gospel, though he read Psalms in Tamil. Again, we do hospital ministry. His name is Noni. He contracted cancer and he died a few weeks ago. He heard the gospel several times, but I'm not sure where he is. Only the Lord knows. I was very hard on him. I said, if you don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to hell. And there were his relatives sitting beside him, and I was kind of nervous, but I had to proclaim the gospel to him. I didn't want him to go to hell. And these are our friends who are very supportive in our ministry. David Dice from Spriggs Road, Dave Kaur, Melinda Kaur, and Carol McFarlane. She is the one who does all our publication, newsletters, and so on. And they are very supportive in our Bible study and worship service. And he's also very supportive of our worship service and also Vacation Bible School. So we thank God for these people and, of course, others who are not in the picture. So praise to the Lord. The Vacation Bible School in Herndon, we had very good response. 30 children turned up. And we hope this coming year we will have more children and we will be able to connect to many Indian families. We already contact with two Hindu families. And Meena is coming for a children's Bible study under Jemima. And then the upcoming programs are Easter children's program. Again, we have no choice, but we have to use this to reach out to people, to tell them gospel and to make connection. And the big event is going to be Vacation Bible School in July. So if you are interested, please let Jemima know. So what are our challenges? We are looking for a worship meeting place in Herndon. That's where the Indians are. And second, of course, penetrating into the Indian community is a great challenge. So, you know, pray for us. So prayer requests, 5 of them. Pray for worship meeting place in Herndon. We are also thinking of moving into Herndon. Pray that the Lord will grant us a good single house so that we can have events and invite many people, and also they would have good parking facility. Pray that we would have support. And also we are praying for a core group, because it is very taxing on Jemima and I. We need some strong Christians to come alongside and to do the ministry. To pray and to do the ministry. And lastly, pray for perseverance.
Yes. Jemima is very eager to sing for you. I hope you will enjoy.
But I thought you might want to know what language. Now you know that the people we are ministering to, but what is the language we are using? Because people have asked us, is it Hindi? Is it, you know, it's so complicated. There's too many languages. But we are ministering to the people who speak Tamil. So I just picked up, I'm not a great singer, but I picked up something that I think you all are familiar in English, as the deer panted for the water. So how is it sung in Tamil? So, okay. So you don't get surprised when you come to worship with that in Fairfax County. Okay. Mangalani Rode Manji Pade Poyena Manji Kude Ni Matam Indana Manita Kumeya Ravi Kire
grateful we are to be able to partner with them in ministry. We pray this in Jesus' name.